In a forum on protecting workers, volunteers, and residents, government agencies admitted to a lack of coordination and a lack of standards in areas creating health concerns. NICOSH, the New York Committee for Occupational Safety and Health, held the forum on issues faced by workers and volunteers and homeowners and the cleanup work from Hurricane Sandy. WBAI's Linda Perry was there and files this report.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, many point to a health crisis from exposure to mold, asbestos, and sewage contamination. Homeowners, volunteers, and workers are vulnerable. A forum held by NICOSH revealed a host of problems. Among them, no standard for mold, a lack of standards for reentry into homes and businesses damaged by the hurricane, no health registry to keep tabs and treat health effects, and a lack of coordination between government agencies. Another problem is the absence of a central location for storing data samples from areas hit by Sandy. In the Rockaways, residents are complaining about a Rockaway cough.
All of us have the Rockaway cough.
The Rockaway cough, they call it, because of people who get sick.
I got it too.
Right, the Rockaway cough.
Beth Bogart was interviewing residents of the Rockaways. She walked into houses covered in mold.
The smell is overwhelming. I was sick. By the time I got home, I should have been wearing my mask more, I guess. But just trying to even talk to people and interview them a little bit and get some data on what was going on. Just by being in the houses for, as I said, maybe a half an hour, it was incredible. I came home sick the next day with some sort of cough.
The smell isn't surprising to Ken Spaeth. He is an occupational and environmental physician.
Mold can certainly cause cough, and there's obviously mold in a lot of people's homes and a lot of buildings and cars. Anywhere where there's moisture, there can be mold. And, of course, when we talk about mold, what we're really talking about is what we call damp spaces, which includes mold, bacteria, both of which can release respiratory irritants, allergens, and have the potential to cause more serious respiratory diseases, as well as other symptoms like headache, fatigue, etc.
There are plenty of tip sheets from governmental agencies for dealing with mold, but what about standards? Joel Shufro, executive director of NICOSH, says there are no standards for mold.
No standards for mold. And that's going to be one of the major issues that I think we're going to face. There are standards for things like asbestos, for lead, but of course these standards apply only to workers. They don't apply to volunteers, and there are thousands of volunteers who are out in the community doing good work.
Some union workers are in New York from other parts of the country to help in the cleanup effort. Frank Condor is a steel worker from Pittsburgh. His partner is from New Mexico. They are here as part of the United Steelworkers Strategic Response Team, funded by NIEH, the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. Their mission is to go into communities affected by Sandy and train workers and residents on the hazards involved in the cleanup. He says people are unaware of health hazards.
A lot of devastation, a lot of homeowners that really don't know how to clean up and how to handle. They're just going in and taking things out of their house and throwing it on the street. They're not really aware of the hazards, you know, the mold issues, the lead paint, the asbestos.
I've seen a lot of people working without proper respirator protection, wearing the respirator incorrectly, not understanding what their respirators are for, that kind of thing.
Alice Freund has been out in the field checking on what protective gear people are using. She is with Mount Sinai Center for Environmental and Occupational Medicine.
Some are wearing suits. A lot of them are ripped, though. You know, some of them are properly protected, but I've seen a lot of people with just working in dusty situations and they're suits are ripped open. You know, they might as well not be wearing them.
Condor with the steelworkers gives people reading material and explains the dangers involved in the Sandy cleanup.
We, you know, give them the book, explain to them, you know, that, you know, yeah, you're okay now, but, you know, dealing with the mold, breathing all the mold spores in, then the lead and the asbestos, you know, that's going to have long-term health effects. We just kind of try to make them aware of, you know, their surroundings. And some people won't leave, you know, they don't have anywhere to go. That's their life. So it's definitely a challenge, definitely.
Well, there are no reoccupancy standards that go beyond the concerns of building structural safety.
Judith Enck is a regional administrator with the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency.
There are not standards for mold, for instance. We're putting out educational information that I think is really important and very practical, but mold is not specifically regulated by the federal government, the state government, or the city government. So if there is interest in reoccupancy standards, well, first of all, I would say the conversation should have started long ago, not in the heat of an emergency, but they do not currently exist for mold.
There are also no guidelines for reentry into houses, apartments, and businesses after damage from Hurricane Sandy. Shufro says there are ways agencies can and should work together to protect the public, but they are not.
Right now, we don't know. There are no guidance for people who are moving back in, workers going back into their offices, so forth. And there is overlapping jurisdiction between the EPA and OSHA. And we need to have that sort of coordination between the agencies. All of these agencies have people in the field. None of them are really coordinated with the New York State Attorney General's office, which is doing work around wage and hours. And so it is unfortunate that we don't have more eyes on the ground.
After much concern at the NICOSH forum about the health hazards and the cleanup after Hurricane Sandy, Robert Kulik, the regional administrator of OSHA, says that governmental agencies have to better coordinate with each other and get out more into the affected communities. He says creating a health registry to monitor the effects of the cleanup on workers and volunteers and homeowners is a good idea. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.